When there's a debate or argument about someone or something that's being called out for being wrong, someone in defense will start their argument with two magic words. Yeah, but. Most people believe that their use of that three-letter word, B-U-T, justifies what's being called out, which ignores the, of course, age-old saying that two wrongs don't make a right, or as Jesus puts it in Luke chapter 16, verse 15, and he, meaning Jesus, said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God." Additionally, while it's our duty as those who live in faith and truth to bring a wrong out of the darkness and into the light, to reveal it for what it actually is, there will be times that those in that wrong still won't see in the light, yet others will, and that will prevent that wrong from finding any new support or belief. Here's what we're taught in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 5. It's better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. Getting back to that three-letter word, but, how many times do you think that word is used in the Bible? No matter which translation you use, that word appears, get ready for this, over 4,200 times, and for a variety of reasons. Much more godly and positive than the "yeah, but" crowd uses the word "but" for. The word "but" is put to use by Jesus, so we will know him better. Listen to what Jesus tells us in Luke chapter 5, verse 32. "I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Let's turn to Mark chapter 2, verse 10. "But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." The word "but" is used as a teaching tool. An example of this by Jesus is found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 15. "But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." From John the Apostle, we read this in 3 John chapter 1, verse 11. "Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God." The word "but" is put to use for correcting us. One example is what we read in James chapter 1, verse 22. "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." Paul gives us this example in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. "But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts." The word "but" gives us comfort. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." And no doubt the best example of this comes to us through what Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 26. "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." And finally, the word "but" is used to warn us. And I think it's fair and accurate to say that Jesus is a specialist with this. As we can see through numerous examples, we have what Jesus declares in John chapter 3, verse 18. "He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Going to the book of Revelation, Jesus really turns up the power of the word "but" for warning purposes. In the letters to the seven churches that he dictates to John, each church has to, in varying degrees, contend with one of these warnings contained in this small word. The church in Sardis, hearing it probably the loudest. Let's go to Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. "And to the angel of the church in Sardis, write these things, says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God." Too many make the mistake of believing that the more you say with the biggest words possible makes what you say carry more weight, importance, value. As I've shown you here today, a small three-letter word can add more than an entire dictionary when used in faith and wisdom. No buts about it.